Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Monday. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night.
Radio Essex.
How are you, Essex? Monday afternoon. It feels like summertime out there.
It's so hot.
It's lovely. All right, let's go for the Big Drive Home for Monday. Kickstart of the week with Taylor Swift. Anti-Hero getting us underway.
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Jax Jones, M&EK, and Where Did You Go? It's 10 past three, Monday afternoon. Welcome back. Big Drive Home on till six. I'm Chris. Scott's here as well.
Hello.
Producer Tom's in.
Hi.
It's like a full squad. Sean's on news. We've got travel. Everything you need to get you home for a Monday. Hope your weekend was good. What did you get up to? Let us know. 81400. Put the word Essex in a funny message. I did a bit of IKEA this weekend. Did a whole IKEA desk. And there was only one bit that I got wrong that I had to take off and redo, but it affected 16 other pieces of the jigsaw puzzle.
How many bits have you got left?
I didn't do it. I didn't replace the bit. I just said to Sam, that's as far as the drawer comes out. I don't know why. It's just a weird, it's one of those newfangled designs. So, and he went, oh, I don't really use the drawer. And I went, ah,
there
I leave it as is.
So perfect.
It looks fine.
But don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Don't put anything on it.
Did you use instructions?
Yeah.
I like not using the instructions.
I generally look at the picture and go, yeah, I got this.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Yeah, I got this. This is fine. How about you? How's your weekend?
It was a good weekend. Didn't do loads, but I had a gig on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I had a bit of a pop star tantrum.
Did you?
Yes. Yes.
Scott from Five in Pop Star Tantrum?
Yes.
Where was the gig?
It was at Butlins.
Yeah. Bognor.
Yes, but it was for my Hoopla, right?
Yeah.
So it was. I can forgive myself for the tantrum because.
Well, let us be the judge of that.
Right. Okay. So I'll set the little scene for you. So we've spoke to the guy who I've given the USB stick over to the man. He's gone. Right. I said, can I have it back? He said, I'm going to go and load them onto the computer now, and then you can have it back. I was like, perfect. This is, and then there was.
So this is your backing music, so you sing over it.
Yeah. So it's our music, and then we sing live over the top, right? So what could go wrong, you ask? So he does that, and then a young lady comes over who's going to be, she's pressing play.
Okay.
That's her only task that she's got to do.
Yeah. She's producer Tom in this situation.
She's pressing play.
She's producer Tom.
Yeah.
I press play now?
Well, you don't touch that.
Yeah, don't touch your buttons. Okay. So, do a big announcement, don't they? You know, and the guy who was announcing us was a massive, massive Five fan.
The compere.
Yeah, the compere. He's,
ladies and gentlemen, whoa!
Yeah, but I mean, he couldn't have bigged it up more. I mean, he was
20 million selling albums.
He done all that, and then he excellent. Went, my favourite band of ever, this is a lifetime achievement for me. Five!
Whoa!
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, nothing at all. Five! Because we walk on to the music, the music starts.
So you're still backstage.
We are.
I'm not going on until
we're standing
starts.
There, right? So, and then there's still nothing. And we think, okay, it's getting a bit awkward now. So, obviously, you start off polite, don't you? Obviously, you know, I'm a nice guy. I said, sorry, what's going on with the music? And the girl would... She had press play, but she hadn't turned the fader up.
Oh.
So then she put the...
Schoolboy error.
No. It's finished. No, it hasn't. So then what happens is she puts the fader up.
Yeah.
The song's sort of playing just halfway through. But she's playing Everybody Get Up and We Will Rock You.
At the same time?
At the same time.
Oh, it sounds like me on the radio.
And, they couldn't understand why we didn't want to walk on stage. So I'm going, turn the music off. Turn all the music off, blah, blah. I'm getting increasingly more. And I said, I'm a nice guy. I said, but this is... And then there's a few choice words that come out of my mouth.
Well, the problem you've got is that the thousands of people there think Five are bad.
But this
they
is,
don't see the
this
person
is what
pressing
I've,
play.
This is what I've always said. No one leaves a gig and goes, Oh, five were really good, but the sound was bad. They say five were rubbish, right?
Yeah.
So I'm getting increasingly more frustrated. Eventually, and I mean after a long, long time. I mean, the compare went on twice, done the old, and now I know it's a bit of a technical over. Five! Nothing again. Oh. Right, so this has gone on and on and on. We've done the first song, and then we said, this is We Will Rock You. Nothing, right? So I walk over, and I look at the guy. I look at the guy, and I'm not even apologetic for this, because she deserved it. And I just said, she can't press any buttons. I said, take her away. I said, if she presses another button, I said, I'm going to go mental. And he just went, oh, God, he just shook his head like that. He was so scared of me. And then she sort of walked off into the distance.
She's probably sacked now.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to feed her kids, pay her electricity bills.
I did actually say to the guy, will she get her P45 through the post, or will you give it to her hand delivered? Yeah, it was bad. Nice. But the gig went well after that.
I think I would have wanted to go just to see this.
Oh, it was bad.
Coil Array, it's Players. It's Radio Essex, Coil Array and Players. Big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Monday. Lots of love for your stressful weekend.
Yeah. I'm still angry about it.
Trying to work out whether setting up my IKEA desk was more stressful.
I don't think so.
Because that was busy. Hello to Honey. Hello to Dan, who says you should have got me in, Chris. Dan Handy. Is Dan a handyman?
Well, you'd have thought so, wouldn't you?
If his surname's Handy, he needs to be setting himself up in business as Dan Handyman.
Obviously.
Dan the Handyman.
Yes.
What would the jingle go? Dan, the Handyman. Call now. Terms and conditions apply. He doesn't do IKEA.
See the website for details.
See website for details. Dan the Handyman, thank you. I know I've done it now. It's fine. It's just half a draw opening situation, but that's all he needs. You only need to see in the draw, don't you? And then go, because we only have a man look anyway, so we're not actually properly looking in the draw anyway, so it'll be fine. Little bit of love, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you for having us on. We are here till 6 o'clock tonight, playing the hits, doing the travel, talking about the weather. I mean, what more would you want?
A cup of tea would be nice.
A cup of tea would be nice. Is it Joe Kinge drinking tea?
I know, this is what I can't believe.
Why are you all drinking tea out there?
He's sitting there in my view, drinking a nice cuppa. What are you doing?
You know, when you're in this room, it doesn't count. When you're out there, you're like, anyone want a cup of tea? And then you kind of look through the glass at whoever's sitting in here and go, yeah, they can't hear me. They can't see me. I'll just make a cup of tea. That's what happens.
Yeah,
once you're in this little box, you're not getting tea.
I remember a time they've both done it. I remember when Tom, was on, when he was a trainee.
Yeah.
Oh, a cup of tea. Oh, cup of tea. Got a job.
Gave up on that.
Yeah. Got a job. And that was it. No tea from Tom. And now Joe's on the radio. That's it, mate. You get nothing around
here. Is that Scott's cup as well?
Right. Wash that cup and make me a cup of tea, please, Joe. Please.
We talked last week about Mr. Blobby.
Blobby, Blobby, Blobby.
Does anyone remember what we were talking about?
A Blobby suit.
Yeah. The original Mr. Blobby suit from this guy.
What are you packing for?
Blobby. Right.
So the original suit.
Yes.
Has now sold on eBay for £62,000.
62 grand is ridiculous.
Last week, a seller started an online auction at eBay to find a new home for the Mr. Blobby costume, which they had in their possession. How do you get that in your possession? How is that? How are you going in your loft going, oh, an old DVD player? Oh, look, a Betamax video player. Mr. Blobby costume suit, some vinyl. Sorry, go back one.
Yeah.
Vinyl. No, the one before that. Mr. Blobby. Why have you got that?
How is that
in your loft?
Maybe because he was called Barry, Mr. Blobby. Maybe they lived
next
to Barry.
It wasn't Barry that was selling it, though.
So, but they could have had it off, but Barry might have given it to them.
Yeah, maybe. It was originally listed last week with a seller with a low starting price of £39. Wasn't expecting a lot for it. It was worn. It's chafing a bit, I think. It was made in the 1990s. It's now sold for £62,101.
What are you going to do with it? Like, are you going to wear it?
No.
I mean, it's a piece of... Is it a piece of history?
Have a look at this.
I mean, Noel's house party was where he was on it all the time, wasn't he?
Brilliant. And look at this, slightly bigger one. Just for you, Blobby, you're coming.
I liked Noel's house party.
I did.
It was a poor man's version of Anna Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway.
I did enjoy it, but the Blobby thing always made me laugh because I think to myself, someone said it as a joke, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
I know what we should do. We should have a little like it. And someone went, you're all right then. I mean, it's a silly character, isn't it?
But don't you think they're the ones that work?
They are, yeah. I mean, look at this show.
Yeah, exactly that. But if you think about Ed the Duck and all those, Gordon the Gopher,
yeah,
Mr. Blobby, Emu, they all work. Right, new music on the show. This is brand new. It's been a while, producer Tom, since Rita Ora gave us any new music.
Yes, it has been, yeah.
And now she's on The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Back in the public eye, back on the telly, and now back with a new single as well. So this is Rita Ora's new tune. It's called You Only Love Me, and it's playing on The Big Drive Home, Radio Essex. Bring it right back. It's Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran and Shivers on The Big Drive Home. It's Monday. It's Chris and Scott. Hope you're doing okay. Hope your weekend was good. We're talking about Blobby, the costume being for sale on eBay. Somebody bought it for £62,000. We were astonished.
It's ridiculous.
Gary in Chelmsford, though, has texted and he said, have you not seen these? And there is a jar of fresh air from West Yorkshire in England, which is currently on sale on eBay for £99.99.
Bargain!
And you get 100 nectar points with it as well. I remember once watching Jason Donovan doing an interview about when he realised that the superstardom had gone mental out of Neighbours and Carly and Jason, that era. And he said when somebody gave him a plastic bottle and asked him to breathe into it and then they tightened up the lid and he went, it was just, he said it was just crazy.
It's just...
They'd probably sell that.
They probably will. Because they've done it like, oh, it's funny, but someone will bid on it. And then there's another one.
Yeah, this one I'm not... There's a used empty can of Heineken Zero, also known as My Lucky Can. So somebody's selling their lucky can on eBay for £383,148. There's 100 people watching this at the moment.
But what I don't understand...
But, but you can put anything up there. No one's bid on that. Thank you, Joe.
Sorry.
Guilty. Do you have a nice cup of guilt tea?
Yeah, I'd love it. Really nice cup of guilt tea.
It's my favourite.
I didn't have your cup.
Let's have a look.
It's a good cup.
Have we spoke about my cup?
£383,000 for a used and empty can of Heineken.
I wonder how much we'd get for something in here. Like Tom, if we put something on
producer
eBay.
Tom. Producer Tom. For a day. You can have Producer Tom for a day. Just text in, make some offers.
Yeah, how much would you pay
for Tom for a day and what would you do with him?
Yeah.
Family show, school run and all that.
Yeah. Tom was like, whoa. It's not that type of show.
It's a non-contact negotiation.
Yeah.
It's no contact.
Yeah. So you're not allowed to touch him.
You've got Tom for a day. What are you going to do with him and how much are you willing to put an offer him?
Oh, this is brilliant. This is excellent.
For us.
Yeah.
The Big Drive. It's pointless without you. So it's Capaldi and Pointless on The Big Drive Home, 3:47. Hi to Renata, who says there's an accident, A13. It's London bound at the Orsett Cock. Police holding traffic at the moment on the A13. Slip road from the Orsett Cock. You've got the police holding up the traffic on the A13. Thank you to Renata. And we'll keep an eye on that for you.
Lewis Capaldi.
Yes.
Brilliant artist, obviously.
Yeah, incredible.
But he done a gig the other day. And
yes.
I see it online, if he was on TikTok. And I thought it was really, really nice. So someone's holding up a sign.
Yeah.
Saying, can I have a picture with you or something like that?
Yeah.
He said, well, you're all the way at the back. He said, I said if you come to the front, you can, I'll have a picture with you. So he done this whilst he was just about to sing a song. She comes on the stage, gives her a hug. He signs her, banner, and then she said, the reason why I'm here is it's the anniversary of my friend who passed away, sadly. And he said, what's his name? And she said, Jacob. And he went, okay, well, the next song I'm going to sing, it's for Jacob. It was such a nice moment.
Oh, wow.
So then she went back to her seat and he sung his next song and dedicated it to a friend who had passed away. I thought it was a really, really beautiful moment.
He's good like that, isn't he?
Yes,
he's very. He did a couple of people on stage. We're going to talk about one later, aren't we? because he had somebody else on stage as well, which I was very interested in.
Oh, okay.
Because I think I might have known who they were talking about. But I can't tell you yet. We're going to do it after five. James Grant, who says, you were talking about selling Tom on eBay, which obviously is an obvious thing to be doing on a Monday. Happy to pay producer Tom £15 per hour plus a Twix for a maximum of 2 hours for basic admin and tea making. Then he's put, experience in tea making is essential, though.
Listen, I'm going to let you know, James, is he doesn't make the best cup.
£15 an hour plus a Twix, though.
It's not bad.
Is that Twix, mini Twix, or is it like a full-size Twix? I need to know that. That's part of the contract negotiations, James. Right, it's 10 to 4. Mimi Webb coming in on Joe Kinch's show tomorrow. No, Wednesday, I believe. They'll be chatting live to Joe on Radio Essex. Here's a big tune. It's called House on Fire, Radio Essex. Brand new tune from Zara Larsson's called Can't Tame Her. News and travel coming up at 4. McDonald's are going to be playing different music in their restaurants to tackle antisocial behaviour amongst youths. They're going to be playing Beethoven now. Says the McDonald's branch is so sick of antisocial behaviour, it's implementing a rather novel idea. So Beethoven will play out in the McDonald's restaurant. All kinds of methods have been introduced over the years to try and curb the issue, including switching the in-store music from pop to classical. It's surprisingly effective, as demonstrated by McDonald's in Shepherd's Bush, where they've switched to classical music and it's calmed everything down. Several other owners across the UK have considered adopting the unusual strategy, and it looks like McDonald's in Wrexham is going to be next. Did they not do this at Billericay train station, or have I imagined it? I vaguely remember when I worked in London, I used to sometimes get off at Billericay if I was meeting Karen.
Right.
And I could swear that they were playing, like, Beethoven music out of Billericay train station. I always wonder, I was thinking, is this to calm us down after we've been on their train?
Did it calm you down?
It depends how late the train was.
Well, yeah, because nothing's going to make you feel better.
Yeah, if you're there and it's a strike day, there's no music that's going to... Not even five would calm me down. And that would normally calm me right down. It would normally calm me right down. I'd be all... And I'd be like, oh, I feel better now. But I'm sure... And somebody can text me. One of the Billericians could text me.
Is that what they call themselves?
Yeah, Billericians. Just text me or at me. Just let me know. Unless I dreamt it. I'm sure that's what they were doing. It was to stop kids hanging out outside the train station at night in the evening. So they played classical music.
They should have just played Barbecue.
But you might... That would have worked.
Yeah, no one's going to hang around, are they?
No, or Heart.
Yeah.
I'll do the trick. No offence, guys, as if they're listening. Right, 4 minutes to four. Let me know, unless I made that up, A1400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message. Right, news and travel coming up. Woo!
3, 2, 1, go. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, just gone 4 o'clock on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. Let's continue with Ray, Escapism.
Radio Essex. Pleasing and teasing, I'm
sitting. It's 10 past four, big drive home, Monday. Thank you very much for having us on. It's Chris and Scott. Yes, Billericay train station. Quite a few of you from Billericay. Thank you very much for all your texts. They did try it, classical music, in the train station to stop the youth.
And it would have worked because they would have been like, what is this?
Yeah, or they would have just carried on doing what they're doing, but with a passion for classical music, which would be funny.
It'd be amazing. They're
like, come on, let's smash this up and afterwards, go and see a musical. That's what would have happened.
Yeah.
And everyone would have gone, wow, that's amazing. Right, Chris and Scott on the big drive home. We do this every day. We get you home and Martin and Sue back in the morning. They get you there, really.
They get you there, we get you home.
Well, they do two jobs because they get you up and get you there. We just get you home. We can't multitask. They're like, come on, out you get. Up out of bed. Just get the kids out of the house. Come on, get all the kids out you get. Come on. Breakfast and everything. Right, now we've got to get into our driving to work. Where's the traffic? Minus two, 127's busy, 127. They're doing all of it.
Yeah.
We're literally like, work's finished, let's go home.
But people are going to be happier listening to us.
Because
they're not going to work.
It's going home, yeah.
Going home, so it's good.
Yeah. So, but they are on again tomorrow morning. It's whenever you wake up, they're on. They don't have a start time. They're just there whenever you wake up. You wake up, put your radio on, they're there. They go, right, we're on. They've put their alarm on. Come on, let's go.
What people don't actually realise is they stay in the building. Like, yeah. Sue's asleep on the sofa now.
Yes.
Martin's under the desk.
Yeah. You're Sue's Martin. Sleeping protecting the cookies, so
you're,
we don't eat
them. Yeah, yeah. You're Martin. Cookie? No, you're not allowed. Only Sue eats them.
Yeah, so they'll be up and awake whenever you get up tomorrow morning. Martin, see you back on The Breakfast Show here at Radio Essex. Right, 12 minutes after four. Big
Sue,
drive home.
Wake up!
Alok and James Arthur. Love is impossible. It's Radio Essex, Alok and James Arthur, and Work With My Love, 4:15. It's Monday afternoon, bit of sunshine out there for this week as well, which is good. End of January. So if you're doing dry January, nearly finished.
Joe, what?
It's nearly finished.
I didn't actually... I'm just going to carry on. I'm doing the bread thing. Yeah. I'm just going to carry on.
I didn't do dry January this year. I did January, which is basically getting from the beginning to the end of January. And I've managed to...
You've done really well.
Well, I'm not yet. I've got till tomorrow.
No, but you're fasting, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit, but it's not... I'm not trying to do it as a New Year's resolution. I just wanted to try and eat a bit better and be in more control of what I'm eating.
Well, that's kind of what I'm doing, the bread thing. I
suppose it is a January thing, isn't it?
It's system.
It's to do with coming out of the back of Christmas where you've eaten ridiculous amounts of food, drunk a ridiculous amount of drink, and then you've gone, well, January seems like a good... January is depressing enough as it is, so I might as well chuck all the depression into this month and then enjoy the other 11 months.
Yeah, but it is. It's once you get to, like, over 40, that's when it all starts.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's all when it starts going...
Well, Tom, you had a list of things that you had to do before you're 40. Does it include fasting?
No.
Why have you got this list?
So I was, like, looking up things at the weekend, and then I just stumbled across this list of things to do before you're 40.
Right.
And
you're not 40 and we passed 40, so you would know whether we did it before we were 40.
Yeah, I was wondering whether it's like an actual thing or is it?
Yeah, go for it. Okay. Go for it.
So at 10, you've got had a hangover that made you want to quit drinking.
Yep,
definitely.
Yep.
Owned a pet.
Yes.
Yep. Had a child.
Yes.
Yep. Been married.
Yes.
Yep. Had at least 3 months salary and savings.
3 months salary and savings. Yep. Hang on a minute. £100, £200, £300. Yeah. I think so. I could borrow off you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can get my hands on £300 if I needed to. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Been travelling?
Yes. What, backpacking or going on holiday?
I think that's backpacking.
No.
See, I've not done that.
No,
I've not done the whole tour. What, going around Australia and staying in hostels? Never done it.
No.
Been travelling.
Yeah.
I travel for work, but I've never been travelling because there's not enough days in the year.
Have you never been, like, travelling, like, just... outside of work, then?
I went to Chelmsford once. So there's a really good H&M up there.
Is it?
Yeah, I travelled up there. I travelled up there in my car.
By Colchester?
No, I didn't go by Colchester to Chelmsford.
No.
I would actually be travelling.
Yeah, that would be travelling.
No, I just 1:30, quick up the A12 Bosch.
Oh, I've never done that.
I haven't done that.
Bought a house?
Yep.
Learned basic DIY.
You won't be buying a house before you're 40.
No, I won't.
Basic DIY, yes. It falls down, but it's basic. So.
Yeah, it's basic. Yeah, IKEA. I can do a bit of that. Yeah, I can do all that. Yeah.
Started a pension?
Yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm. No.
I've got a pension, but I don't know. It's not a lot. It's not.
I've got life insurance.
And then the last one is falling in love.
Yeah. I love you, Chris.
I love you too, man.
Oh.
Easy. That was simple. So we're only missing one.
No, you go...
Travelling. Just
travelling. Yeah. We should just do that.
And maybe set up a pension.
Yeah. Yeah.
Travelling and a pension. Wise. Could I use my pension money that I've got to go travelling? No, that would kill both of them. No, I won't do that.
The Big Drive Home.
7EK and Sigala, and on the radio, it's like an advertising campaign for radio in a song, which is brilliant. Queen did it as well, didn't they? Radio Gaga.
They did.
And Donna Summer on my radio. I think she did a radio tune as well. So quite a few of them now doing the radio advertising for us.
Well, it's clever of them as well, isn't it?
Because they're playing it.
Because we're playing it on and we're radio. Talking about it because we're on the radio.
Incredible. It's 4:26, Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott for Monday. Hello to Richard B, who texts. Guys, listening in from Austria after a hard day skiing. Oh, it's tough out there, isn't it? Hard day skiing. Tell my wife, Caroline, she's amazing. Thanks, Richie. We can't really, well... We don't do birthdays because obviously we're not allowed to, because no one cares.
No.
I think your wife falls into the same category.
It's a similar
category. It's a similar thing, yeah, because we...
Richie.
We try not to... And if you've heard the show, you'll know. I mean, we're really strict on it, aren't we?
We are very...
We don't talk about birthdays at all. I mean, I don't even know where this has come from. I mean, we just don't do birthdays.
No, but it's a bit loud. It's a bit loud.
So take your pan pipes away. We don't... And if we did birthdays, we'd go for it. I mean, we'd be like, you know, it's my birthday. Oh, it's your happy birthday. But yeah, we don't do birthdays.
We don't do birthdays, no.
So to tell your wife she's amazing is probably not...
It's not something that we do. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you could tell your wife that she's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's not something we would do on this show. It's not really us, is it?
No, it's...
Because we would love to say, Caroline, you know, your man Rich is incredible, and he thinks you
are amazing.
Amazing. But that's how we would do it, with probably a bit of romantic music in the background or something like that. This is Late Night Love, and Richie's on. He wants to tell Caroline she's amazing. So that's what we would do. We wouldn't. So... Yeah, you don't need to know, Caroline. He's taking you skiing. I mean, you've already got everything you could possibly want, and we haven't mentioned it. Everyone's happy. It's Radio Essex, Monday afternoon with Lizzo, Ariana Grande, and Good As Hell. It's Chris and Scott. Big drive home till 6, then JoJo on the radio from 6 tonight. Councils are being told to report any potentially offensive road names in the area. We've all seen them, haven't we?
Yes.
On people's Facebook pages.
Yeah.
And it comes after a street in North London's had to change its name to La Rose Lane at a cost of £186,000. Tom's not giving me the information of what that road used to be called.
No, it's not radio appropriate.
Really?
Yeah.
What, and it was an actual road name?
Yes, yeah.
But we could Google it and then not say it.
You could Google it, yeah.
So what did it used to be called? La Rose Lane.
That's what it's called now.
Right, that's what it's called now. Right, okay.
But we can't actually say what it used to be called.
I wouldn't on the radio. No.
But it was an actual road name.
It was an actual road
name.
What
if that's where the radio station was? And we said, right, enter the Scott competition. It's Scott competition, Radio Essex at 125. Would we get fined?
I reckon so.
Surely you could just say, well, this is the address. It's where we are.
There's another road in North London that should definitely change its name.
White Hart Lane.
White Hart Lane,
right,
yeah.
Okay. You're so obvious. Other areas have been advised to check if they have names that could cause people offence or harm. Get on the text. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean...
If this isn't a radio text, or I don't know what
it is. It definitely is.
We probably won't read them out, but if there's a road name or a place name, and I know which place name everyone's thinking about right now.
Yes.
Is it in Essex?
Yeah, it's in Essex. get one. 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Is there a road name near you that is a perfect place that you could suggest this on?
There's actually a White Hart Lane in Hockley.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, we mention it all the time on the travel.
Yeah, and I'm that petty and that ridiculous that me and Kerry, when we was house hunting, Kerry really liked this house. And I was like, it was on White Hart Lane. I said, we can't buy it. So that's how ridiculous I am.
Oh, I get that. I completely understand that. Because you couldn't go, what road do you live in? White Hart Lane.
No, thanks.
Right, 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Just have a think about any street names that could potentially be a little bit dodge. Get them over to us, 81400. Use the app as well. 4:33, big drive home. This guy's voice is insane, isn't it? Tom Grennan, this is Here on Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex LF System and Afraid to Feel. It's 20 to 4 on the... No, it's not. It's 20 to 5 because time's flying by so quickly.
So quick.
20 to 5. We've realised we've asked you to send us rude place names and rude roads and then realised we can't mention any of them.
Yeah. I was just sitting here thinking, oh, this is good. So we get loads of texts and we're laughing in the studio. We think it's brilliant. And then
we've realised that it would literally sound like, oh, here's one. It's called... And it's... Lane. That's a funny one, wasn't it? How about this one? Road. Really? So we've realised that this was pointless.
Yeah, it's not going to work as a radio feature.
I mean, it's fun for us. So thank you, Barney Mead. Thank you, David. Thank you, Chris. Linda, your phone call was brilliant. We can't play that out either. We've got basically some legal people in here, and they've just used the word no a lot.
Yeah, so because we thought, oh yeah, we can definitely use the call that we just took, but we can't because
what was that road name again?
Cottage.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. No, we can't use that one either. But thank you anyway for all the suggestions. They were very good.
Chris, I wanted to call you something on the radio.
Yeah, help yourself.
I think you're a complete...
It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus, good tune. Video slightly awkward if you're watching it with one of your younger kids. Just a heads up. If it just comes on the telly and you're like, whoa, what's this? It's a music video. Okay, I was going to go pop into the kitchen, put the kettle on or something, because this is weird. You seen the video?
No.
You need to see it. It's,
just don't watch it.
Just watch it on your own or with your wife. Don't watch it with young children in the house.
Okay.
But he's not even that young. It was just awkward. But, it sparks off a lot
one,
of...
Which one?
Sam. Yeah. Aware, but I don't need to be having... it was just like on a Saturday, just during the day. It was just on just one of the hits channels.
It was a bit much, was it? A little bit.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you go on TikTok and you go, what's up with TikTok? Where's the funny singing gone? What's all this?
Yeah.
What's all this? This stuff isn't supposed to be on TikTok, I don't think.
Right.
It's like that, but in a video form, subtly hidden into, it's just pop music. It's clever. It's very clever.
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
We play the hits.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Woo! Right, just gone 5 o'clock, big drive home. It is Chris and Scott. Brand new tune from Mimi Webb plays right now. This is called Red Flags.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
I don't want somebody kissing me as if they're dying.
No.
I'm not sure I'd like that. It's not romantic, is it? Kiss me the way you would if you were dying tonight. Okay. I don't know. It takes away the romanticism, I think, for me. Yeah. I don't know whether something like that. I get that. That's perfect. Yeah. I don't want to dance again. Get all your feet. Not who wants to be a millionaire. Yeah, now this does it for me. Oscar Fran. Anyway, Lewis Capaldi coming up. So Lewis Capaldi is gig at the weekend. What have you said to him, Tom, producer Tom? Let me just play the clip just to see how angry he actually was.
You've got a sign that says, I ditched my boyfriend on his birthday for you. That is horrible. You are a bad girlfriend for being here. And there's every chance he could dump you for that. No, you said no. He said what? He says he doesn't like my music. That guy. What's his name? Tom, just Tom. Everybody on three, shout Tom. One, two, three.
Why is the whole arena calling you out?
Tom! What have you done?
What have you done to Lewis Capaldi?
I mean, he's such a chilled guy, and you've got him railed up there.
Yeah, me and Lewis Capaldi, we got beef.
Yeah, you have.
We got beef.
What actually happened is Lewis Capaldi spoke to a woman in the front row during his gig in Birmingham over the weekend. The fan told Lewis that she had left her partner at home on his birthday, which left the singer shocked, because they don't talk about birthdays. No one in showbiz does. Lewis, he said he wasn't... He said it like this. He went, right, I'm not pleased about this. No, he didn't really. Lewis said he wasn't pleased about it. But then she revealed that her partner, Tom, had missed the gig because he's not a fan of Lewis Capaldi's music, to which he then got the crowd to chant the thing that they chanted. And the insult rang around the packed arena a couple of minutes.
Excellent.
Leaving the woman in hysterics as she filmed their interaction and then took it home. 26-year-old then added, if anyone sees Tom, let him know I'm looking for him. Found him, he's here. Here is Lewis Capaldi, Before You Go.
I feel by the wind.
Lewis Capaldi, Before You Go.
Before you go.
It's Radio Essex, Monday, big drive home. Big fan of Capaldi?
Yeah, me and Capaldi.
Yeah? You like that, are you?
Yeah, tight.
Really?
Everybody on free shows. Tom, one, two, three.
Might be a one-way relationship.
Yeah, I think it's quite one-way.
A one-way relationship.
Lewis Capaldi, before you go, Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home for Monday. Here's Jake and Golden Hour on the Big Drive Home. This is Chris. I've got a lot of hot liquid around. Let's put that over there. It's quite close to all
the Lego.
To the spaceship. Yeah, because the Lego and the tea, I don't think mix.
No, we don't want to break it more than it's already broken.
Our engineer that works here, he worked at Essex FM, which was another radio station up the road with pretty much all the same presenters are on this radio station.
Where we met.
Pretty much how it worked. Where we met. So Essex FM, big, big radio station. Back in the day, Martin and Sue on breakfast. I did the evening show. It's called the Hot 7 at 7. Don't know where Joe got his idea from.
wasn't born then, to be fair.
I started on this huge radio station. I worked on a smaller station in Coventry before I came here. So I got here. It was just off the back of Lakesiders where Martin Day was on Lakesiders. So Essex FM was a huge radio station in Essex anyway, but it also was a huge radio station nationally because of Lakesiders, because of this documentary. So I got this job doing the late show. I came in to do it, and it was called, not Late Night Love, but something like that. Yeah. It was a chilled show. So I came in to do this chilled show, and it was my first night in this new building, and I was downstairs, and it was in Clifftown Road in Southend, basement studios. It was like what I'd imagine being at Radio 1 or Radio 2 would be like. It was all dark and little spotlights, and you sat back at 10 o'clock and you got these chill tunes playing, like, you know, Tony Braxton and stuff like that, and it just sounded really, really cool.
Yeah.
And the first 20 minutes of the show, I thought, what better thing to have right now on a late night show? Maybe a hot chocolate.
Nice.
Yeah, hot chocolate. I had quite a sweet tooth at the time, a couple of sugars in there as well. This was basically, I was drinking sugar water.
Yeah.
Sugar and electricity and mixers.
They don't like it, no?
No. I tipped out pretty much a whole cup of hot chocolate into the mixer, which is just a big device of faders and buttons. And the radio station went... and just made this weird noise because it had broke. I'd broken it. And
first 20 minutes
into my show, I'd just been brought down from Coventry. It's a bit like we're all freelancers, so it's a bit like a football deal. You get taken from one place, they get paid off or whatever, and then you come into this new place. So you're the new guy and you're on a new contract. It's like, whoa, who's the new guy? Everyone knew who the new guy was. Martin the next day, very placid
Martin,
man.
Martin the next day.
Very placid guy, very relaxed. He had to do his show from a different studio the next morning because I'd broken his studio.
He was happy, was he?
He was fine. Yeah. I don't even think he's ever mentioned it. I don't think he still mentions it now, actually, whenever I see him.
Of course he
does. Last Tuesday.
Yeah.
He had to do a show from a different studio. They had to send the mixer back to Germany where it was made. And I think they said it cost £36,500 to have it fixed.
Was that doctor of your wages?
Well, no, because that would have, I mean, that surpassed my wage. I don't know that would have worked. I would have still owed the money. You work here for a year for nothing and you still owe us 10 grand. Yeah, that seems fair. I was mortified. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever broken anything at work, but if you're the one that's responsible for it and everyone knows it was you, it's tough.
Not good, is it?
It's tough. And when I spoke to the engineer about it, he said, weirdly, if it was water, it would have just shorted, but eventually it would have dried down. It would have been okay. Hot chocolate with sugar, sticky, sticky, icky. It goes all in all the bits. It's like a little demon. It just goes in everything.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is that the same mixer?
No. It has just been refurbished. It's just been refurbished and bought here. So it works fine now.
The Big Drive.
We need somebody to end the show tonight. If that's going to be you, jump on the app now and say these words. Monday, completed it, mate. That is all you need to say. Monday, completed it, mate. Send that through on the voice note via the app and you could be ending the show tonight. We'll talk to Joe Kinch, find out what's his show after Taylor Swift, Lavender Haze. It's Radio Essex, Taylor Swift, Lavender Haze. Thank you for all your end of the show shows. Just missing out tonight. Amy, age 6.
Monday, completed it, mate.
Ronnie May on
Monday,
as well.
Monday, completed it, mate.
Hello, Ronnie May. Shush in Riddle.
Monday, completed it, mate.
Just narrowly missing out.
Evening.
And you. Just narrowly missing out. We've got a pretty good one. Linda and Rayleigh ending the show tonight very soon. And then it will be the legends of evening show radio in the South End and Chelmsford area.
And Essex.
And Essex. Joe Kinch.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Well, do you know what? I've had a very, very stressful weekend.
What, playing Fortnite?
No. I basically got kicked out of my flat.
No.
Oh, it's quite serious.
I was doing jokes.
Not permanently, but just could really do without it.
Well, evicted.
No. They need to do work.
What do you mean?
Hang on, whoa. I need to do work as well, mate, and I live here.
Exactly.
What work?
I've been through all this. They need to, like, rip out my kitchen and bathroom and
toilet. They're putting a new kitchen, new bathroom.
No. They're going to put the exact same things that they're ripping out back in.
Because
they won't put any money into the place.
Cleaner.
But they're just changing the floorboards. That's it.
Oh, they're ripping out your kitchen and then putting it back again.
Yeah, exactly the same.
Wow. That's annoying.
And I basically can't be there for a week because, they don't understand that I work.
So they're not fixing anything?
No.
Just going to take out.
Yep.
Put it back again.
And then put it back.
Do you live here?
Tom said you can stay at his place. Can you, Tom?
Nah.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did say that.
He said, I'd love it if he come round with his Fortnite games and stuff.
Don't do the Fortnites.
He don't do Fortnite.
No, it's a week, he said.
What's coming up on the big show tonight?
Well, we're not doing What's in My Sandwich because I haven't had a sandwich because I don't have a flat to make the sandwich.
You've got nowhere to live, yeah.
So
you've got bigger problems at the moment.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where am I? Why don't you do Where am I going to live for a week?
Yeah.
Where are you? Your dad's?
Yeah, I live back at my dad's.
Can't he make you a sandwich? That's well out of my
I'll bring you a sandwich in if you want.
What's your dad's name again?
David.
David, make your son a sandwich, mate. I mean, come on.
I've got.
And tell us what's in it.
I've got pasta he made last night.
Yeah, that's not a good
feature. You could have done what's...
No,
what's
stop
on,
it.
What's on my pasta?
He's got ample stuff to do on his show. Is Mimi Webb on this week?
Yep.
How have you got an interview with Mimi Webb? You've only been here a week.
but I've got some more information coming up on that, so that'll be on the show today.
Yeah.
Got a new record of the week on the way.
Okay.
Hot 7 at 7.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. Hot 7 at 7.
Yeah, I wonder where I got that from.
You come up with that?
Yeah.
It's a good idea, that.
Yeah.
The hot 7 at 7.
I should rebrand it in the hotter 7 at 7.
No, the hot 7 at 7. I was the hot 7 at 7.
Well, I just say it's different.
Yeah, hit 4 UK, hot 4 UK. Wow. Think about it like that.
Yeah.
No, mine's not called Hot 4 UK, is it? What's it called? The UK Hot 4.
UK Hot 4.
Yeah,
UK Hot 4.
You know
when you go in the shop and you see the... Like, you've got all, like, the big brand names, and
yeah.
they've got, like, the store ones below it, and they've just slightly changed the words around.
Are you saying that's what the hot... whatever my show's called?
No, just... No,
That's what he's saying.
He was. But he was
Who was that band that put five... That had a five in their title, but they weren't very good? Oh, who was it? No, not five.
Sorry, I was just about to say...
When they called V...
Yeah.
And it was V, like a five.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were five lads, and it was just after five, but they weren't as good. They were like, if you'd bought five on very.co.uk, you would have got V. That was what it felt like.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying about the UK Hot 40?
But there was actually five, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's only three of us.
Yeah, let's do the five gag quickly. Oh, there's only three of you, and you've got five. Does anyone ever say that to you?
Not anymore.
About as many people that say, go on, tell us who Tau is.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us who the person is on TOWIE.
Joe, my dad doesn't believe that I don't know. About 2 hours the other day, he was going, no, seriously, tell me. He's getting really boring now. And I was like, I don't know. Why would they tell me? I'm essentially a child.
We've gone over time now. We're now into Joe's show.
Oh,
so we can either go straight to the ads now.
Split the money.
Yeah, split the money, obviously. We can go straight to ads now, so you're on time. Or we can finish on the song we were going to finish on, which is NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah, you can finish on the song.
You'll be late for your show, though.
No, you'll make me late for my show. It's a difference.
You'll be late, though, won't you?
That's what it'll go down as. Just
label it differently.
What's going to happen?
It's in the label.
What's going to happen at 7 o'clock? It's the hot 7 at 7:03. The whole show will be late. It will all be late now. We can't not play NSYNC. Bye, 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 though.
Bye, 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 guys.
That's good.
I know.
Linda and Rayleigh ending the show, and then Joe Kinch on your radio from 6 tonight.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. In communication.